Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Natuklasan ng manunulat na si Anita Hayes ang pagpapabuti sa kaalamang magbasa at magsulat ng mga katutubong Australiano ang kanyang misyon sa buhay. Ang detalye sa kwentong binuo ni Stephen Armbruster na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Si Anita Hayes ay isang katutubong Australianong manunulat na may 16 na aklat nang nabuo at kanyang inilaan ang kanyang buhay upang mapabuti ang kasanayan sa pagbasa at pagsulat ng mga katutubong Australiano. Malapit anya sa puso niyang mga libro't kinahuhumalingan niya ang pagbabasa.
It's my most intimate relationship at this point in time, let's say that. The power there is for our people in terms of self-determination, we need to be able to read and write in the English language.
Matibay ang kanyang ugat at pagkikipag-ugnayan sa kanyang sariling katutubong lahi. Ngunit kinikilala rin niya ang at nakakaugnay din siya sa kanyang lahing European.
So I'm a Wiradjuri woman. I'm a Williams from Brungle Mission, Griffith, Tumut and Canberra. But I was born and raised in Gadigal country. My dad was Austrian and Hayes means hot, never changing my surname.
Si Anita Hayes ay isang matagumpay na manunulat.
The deadly goes to Dr. Anita Hayes, not meeting Mr. Wright.
Marami siyang natanggap na parangal at gawad. Di lamang siyang sikat sa kanilang pamilya. Ang kanyang nakakabatang kapatid na si Mark Hayes ay kilala at ginagalang sa sektor ng edukasyon.
I'm very proud of Anita. She's been a great role model for me. You know, she's been the type of person that I want to be and I look up to her. So, yeah, she's an inspiration to me. The work that she's done in education, I'm an educator myself. She's very big on educating our young people, in particular around their literacy needs and language, and also through the 18C debate. That was a debate that Anita was drawn into through no fault of her own, but then decided to make a stand in a class action when injustice was being done for our people.
Ang kanyang tinitingal at kinikilalang bayani ay isa sa pinakamahalagang tinig sa literatura ng katutubong Australiano.
I always go back to Ujiru Noonuccal, who was formerly Kath Walker and obviously changed her name in 1988 as a protest against the bicentenary. And I have an original hardcover of We Are Going, which was the first book of poetry by an Aboriginal person published, and the Charter of Aboriginal Rights, which is still relevant today.
Tulad ng kanyang inspirasyon, di natatakot si Anita Hayes na iparinig at iparating ang kanyang saloobin, kung saan nakita siyang naging bahagi ng makasaysayang kaso kaugnay ng kalayaang magpahayag o freedom of speech at ng Section 18C ng Racial Discrimination Act, isang artikulong inilimbag at sinulat ng commentator na si Andrew Bolt.
I would say as a black fella, the most important thing that I've done was take Andrew Bolt to court with a group of other Indigenous people, because winning that case was really about representing all those people that are persecuted in the media every day but have no comeback at all.
Ang laban para maabot ang pagkapantay-pantay ay isang laban na kanyang sinimulan nung siya'y musmus pa lamang.
I was socialized as a child, you know, by white people, really, saying you're an Avo, Boon Coon, Chocolate Drop and Cocoa Pop, telling me who I was. And then the next breath taking half away on, but you're only half caste. So, you know, I grew up in a time where Australians believed they had the right to give you your identity, but also take half of it away.
Si Anita Hayes ay sinilang isang taon matapos ng 1967 referendum. Nais niyang kilalanin sila sa saligang batas. Ngunit hindi ito anya ang panghuli niyang layunin.
As a writer, I see this is where it starts. We write ourselves into the Constitution, and that is the stepping stone to the treaty that we all want.
Kasabay ng kanyang pagsisikap na maabot ang kanyang ambisyon bilang isang manunulat ay ang ambisyon niya para sa saligang batas.
I want to write the great Australian novel. Now, I would say that that's most Australian writers' dreams. And the reality is, a great Australian novel won't be written if it doesn't include, if the novel doesn't include Aboriginal people and place, then it can't be the great Australian novel. You can't exclude us from that landscape.
Sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.